And welcome to all our friends from round the circuit this morning. We also welcome any family members that are over visiting for the Christmas period. We hope you've all had a blessed Christmas. And we have a sharing time after our prayer of praise and confession about Christmas. Anything that was extra special to you or any memories you'd like to share. So you can be thinking about that as we go through the beginning of the service. Tea and coffee will be served across in the hall at the end of the service, so please do feel free to go across and continue in fellowship across there. The heating, for some reason, doesn't seem to have kicked in very well this morning, but I'm sure with all the people in here, it will soon warm up. We've been following the gifted liturgy here at Bethlehem that was done by the Methodist Church for Christmas. And today there's another liturgy, and you've got the response in yellow. Emmanuel, God is with us. The Lord is King. Let earth rejoice. The God-given gift of Jesus, the gift of love, joy, peace, and hope in a fragile babe, laid with care in a manger of hay, nurtured and protected by Mary and Joseph. Emmanuel, God is with us. The Lord is King. Let earth rejoice. We do not walk the world alone. We tread in the footsteps of others. Others do not walk the world alone. They tread in our footsteps. Together and not alone, we are God's people, walking with God. Emmanuel, God is with us. The Lord is King. Let earth rejoice. The world is not always an easy place in which to live. O God, it is rough and it is tough and it is hard. Let us handle with care and protection, love, joy, peace and hope, all who we meet. Emmanuel, God is with us. The Lord is King. Let earth rejoice. And we'll follow this with a call to worship, which has some responses for you as well. Come, let us tell each other about all that God has done. Our God is gracious. His deeds are worthy of praise. God has done so much for us. His love is steadfast, for we are his people. He has become our Saviour. He is with us, and he has saved us. Let us pray. As we come into God's presence, let us remember what kind of God he is. He is the Father of us all. He sends Jesus to be our brother. Jesus knows what it is like to be human. He comes to help us in all our difficulties. Thank you, Lord, that this is the kind of loving and gracious God that we know you to be. When we worship you, help us to draw near in confidence, knowing that we are welcome. Amen. And before we sing our first carol, I forgot to ask, are there any birthdays? No birthdays this week? No? Well, we will sing our first. It was Jean's on Boxing Day, and it's my mum's today, so. Let's sing happy birthday to Janet, is it?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God's love go with you. Happy birthday to you.
Hope you had a lovely day yesterday, Janet. Good. So our first carol this morning is the First Noel.
Look at us,
Our prayer of praise, you have some work to do again. And in the prayers of confession, there's a response as well, which will come up on the screen. Let us pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you twinkling stars. Praise him, skies above. Let every created thing give praise to the Lord, for he gave the word, and they came into being. Praise the Lord, sea creatures, fire and hail, snow and clouds, wind and weather. Mountains and hills, trees and cedars, big animals, domestic animals, small scurrying animals and birds, leaders and all people, young and old, grown-ups and children, let them all praise the name of the Lord, for his name is very great. His glory towers over the earth and heaven. Praise the Lord. As we prepare to say our confession, let us think back to Christmas Day. Let us remember unwrapping a parcel, pulling off the sticky tape and the string, tearing the paper and letting it all fall to the ground. Lord, so often we make a mess of things, not just with paper and wrappings, but in other ways too. We put off things that ought to be done. We don't listen to instructions. We get into a muddle and blame others for our own mistakes. We don't ask you to help us. Gracious God, forgive us. We look at the wrapping paper again. Underneath is a label telling us who sent it, but we didn't even bother to read it, so we can't say thank you. Lord, so often we take people for granted. We don't say those words of appreciation that would mean so much. We are so busy enjoying ourselves that we don't remember to thank you either. Gracious God, forgive us. Now we look at the present inside. What a lovely gift. We'll get a lot of pleasure from that. It's so nice that we don't want to share it. Lord, we aren't always very good at sharing. We like to keep good things for ourselves. We forget the needs of others. Gracious God, forgive us. Lord, as we look again at the gift that we have received, we remember the gift that lies at the heart of the Christmas season. Your gift of Jesus. Because you gave us Jesus, our sins are forgiven. Thank you, God, for sending your Son to take the sin of the world. And as we remember that most precious gift of all, help us to remember that you want us to share the good news of Jesus with everyone we meet. In his name we pray. Amen. And now we've come to that point of sharing. So I'm just going to grab the roving mic. And if anyone has anything to share, put your hands up.
I do believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I was blessed many years ago with in a place where they said, we're going to come and lay hands on you. Just let your tongue loose and you will be speaking in other tongues. And I was thinking I won't be able to speak in anything. And somehow it happened. So a few weeks ago, I really must get my hair cropped. It was getting intolerable. So I pray in tongues, go along, you know, when I'm at the bus stop, when I'm on the bus. As I walked to the hairdresser, in I went, and the lady said she could fit me in because I hadn't got an appointment. We had 2 hours of me sharing all the wonderful things God had done in my life. And she was a captive audience. And so we were sharing. I said, can I pray for you just before we leave each other? We hugged. She's from Philippines. And, oh, I was on cloud nine, top of heaven. I love to evangelize. I love it. And I pray that God will have more things ahead of me that I can have that opportunity. I'm working on my sister at the moment over in the UK because she's not well at all. Praying for healing. She was better each day, but she's still well with horrible thing, sinusitis. She's in. So Lord, I'm asking you to do a miracle on my sister Penny and heal her completely, and she will know there is a God in heaven that can heal and that loves her. Amen.
I cannot not say anything. All of you who know me know what Jimmy's been going through this year. He's been treated for cancer. He's been had the all clear, and he's got two more sessions of chemo to go, but they are just positive ones. They're not for anything special. But I had to share, he went out, those of you who know him, he went out on his bicycle for the first time this week, which he absolutely loved. Only a short while, but that means he's getting his strength back. But the second thing I also want to say thank you, Lord, for is all the messy church. In all that we do in outreach, we don't realize how Holy Spirit is moving. The amount of people this year who have come from the different groups and have asked for prayer and have thanked us afterwards because prayers have been answered. But I just want to praise the messy team for all they do, each and every one of them. Please keep going because the Lord is in the center of it. And I know it's hard work, but wow, do we get a lot back. Thank you.
It was the first time since 26 years that me and Les celebrated Christmas together. Normally we don't have a lot of people around with Christmas unless we go to Holland. However, this year was only the two of us because our Thomas was gone to France. And my Christmas present this year was a call with him because he hasn't got a lot of Wi-Fi. But Christmas morning he did have Wi-Fi. And we managed to talk with him, and it was really great. I mean, he's doing well. We are going to see him very soon. We have to pray for snow now because there is not a lot there where he is. But nevertheless, we will see him. So that was my Christmas present on Christmas morning. It was really great.
Hello. Similarly for me, we managed to talk to our son on Christmas morning, and he lives in Taiwan. So that was pretty special, and the grandson and our daughter-in-law. So yeah, it's lovely to catch up. Thank you.
Let me tell you about a lady that I met on Christmas Eve, and we had a long conversation, and she said, well, will you tell me how you know that God is real? And I said, well, I find that he's real because he's there when I pray, and he answers my prayers. And we had quite a long conversation, and then she'd say, well, how can I find out that God is real? And I said, well, if you really want to know, you pray and say, Lord, if you're there, if you are real, please show me. So she said, well, if I want to know that God is real, I'll need my telephone to be working this afternoon. So I went home, and lo and behold, the telephone rang and it was her on the other end of the phone. She said, my telephone is working. So I said, now what did you say to me? Oh, well, she said, it would have to be a lot more than that. She says, I need my mobile phone to be working as well. Now, the problem with the mobile phone is this. There's nothing up with the mobile phone. It's just that she doesn't know how to work it. So she said, can you show me how to work it? So I had a look, and it's ever so different from mine, and I didn't know how to help her with that. So I said, no, it's not God you need. It's somebody to give you lessons on this mobile phone. So if anybody's willing to give lessons on a mobile phone to a lady who lives in Grooville, it's an Apple Mac.
Thank you very much to everybody for sharing. We've now got two songs, Jesus' Name Above All Names and O Come Let Us Adore Him, during which I'll be handing over to Peter.
Shall we stand together as we sing Jesus' Name Above All Names?
Thank you. Good morning, friends, and happy Christmas to you all. I think we can still say that to one another, can't we? I was so grateful to Ali, to Joe and Sheila for leading us into worship and for those words of testimony that we have heard and shared and other testimonies within our hearts, giving thanks to God for his living presence with us this Christmas. Christmas Day is past, but the feast of Christmas continues. We don't worship Christmas, we worship Christ. And he is the living word. And we listen for God's word now in our first reading set for today from the book of Hebrews, reminding us how Jesus Christ has taken over that primary role as the high priest. And the writer quotes in this reading from Psalm 22 and the book of Isaiah, and shows that Jesus, the high priest, suffers with us and for us and sets us free. And Sarah's going to read to us. Thank you.
The reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 10 to 18. In bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. Both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. He says, "I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters. In the assembly, I will sing your praises." And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, he says, "Here I am, and the children God has given me." Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death, he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Sarah. When the wise men had presented their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod. So they returned home by another route. And our gospel reading now picks up the story of the exile of the Holy Family and Herod's slaughter of the children. Barbara's going to read to us from Matthew chapter 2.
The reading is Matthew 1-23, the visit of the Magi. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you have found him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route, the escape to Egypt. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, when he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I call my son. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill the boys in Bethlehem and its and gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. The return to Nazareth. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead. So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets. He will be called a Nazarene. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Barbara. We sing our next carol, Unto Us a Boy is Born. The Holy Family did not remain long in the stable, and the story this morning has moved us on as the family are on their way. Times of danger and sacrifice, and the cost of that first Christmas, the slaughter of the innocents. The Holy Family fled to Egypt. Whenever I hear of this exile to Egypt, I'm reminded of a painting, an oil painting, that I want to tell you about this morning. And we've got a picture of that painting on the screen. And it's called Anno Domini. And it imagines the Holy Family's escape to Egypt. And the painters imagined that might have been Cairo and the pyramids, although we don't know. Mary, Joseph, and the infant look for a place of safety and shelter, far from the reach of evil King Herod. It's a long and risky journey. And the artist has placed them in the center of a religious procession, probably in honor of an Egyptian god. And if this picture evoked sounds, we would hear the sounds of the tambourines and the donkey's hooves. It was painted by the English artist Edwin Long, and he painted this in 1883. And you can see, as I have seen, the original painting, which is displayed in the Russell Coates Museum in Bournemouth. And it's on a big scale. It's a very long painting. I should say it would start, say, from the far wall, and it would come up to about here in length, and it would be about this high. So it's on an enormous scale, and this picture on the screen can't do justice to it. You need to go and see the original. And when this painting was first revealed in London, people queued right around the building. They queued up to have their turn to come and see this amazing painting. It was so impressive. And they paid to see it as well. Well, what do we see when we look at this painting? Well, there's a number of contrasts. The Holy Family look out of place. They do not belong here. It's as if they photobombed this procession. Mary and Joseph are dressed very plainly and simply. And their poverty is in great contrast to the opulence of this Egyptian scene. For the Holy Family are refugees in a strange land, seeking safety away from a ruthless tyrant. And doesn't that sound very contemporary today? They remind us of today's migrants who are seeking safety from oppressive regimes today. And if God identifies with the refugee, then so do we as the church. They are God's concern, they are our concern. The Holy Family, refugees on the move. And another contrast is the movement of the Holy Family. They are traveling in the opposite direction of that pagan procession. They have their backs to the gods of Egypt. And perhaps the artist deliberately wanted to show this intersection of two very different pathways, two very different religions. The birth of Jesus is a crossroads in time, isn't it? This painting is Anno Domini. It's the crossing point from BC to AD, the year of our Lord. And this tells us that as the church, we are going, or should be going, in a different direction to the world. The Christ child draws us away from the wonder and the worship of false idols and false gods. We should be looking in the other direction. And Christ's life and example would lead us in a new direction to love and serve the one and true living God, not a God made of silver or gold. And as we leave behind 2025 and look to 2026, we are again, as we prepare to renew our covenants, forced to consider, where does our treasure lie? What do we worship? Who do we desire? Here is the light of the world, a revelation to the Gentiles. Will I pay homage to the world's passing show, or will I travel with Jesus? And look where Mary is looking. Her attention is on a seated mother and child in the lower corner. And I think we've got a close-up of that scene. The child on the mother's lap is dying or has died. The mother looks hopeless. And this child kneels over them with this magic charm or spell. Mary fixes her gaze on this child. And maybe Mary thinks, that could have been the fate of my own son Jesus, had they not escaped Herod. And as Mary is traveling, maybe she's thinking, will my child survive the journey? And this picture also reminds me of King Herod's brutality and his massacre of the innocents. And we recognize that same pain in our world today, the fragility of life, the suffering of the innocent, and the cruel regimes that use force to gain and keep the in power, where children suffer in the world today. But once again, we affirm that good is greater than evil, and love is stronger than hate. And the King Herods of this day will never put out the light of the world. So again, we look back to the main painting. A new servant king processes into our world, humble and riding on a donkey. Jesus comes to us in fragile flesh and blood, born into human pain and joy. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus, our healer and saviour, who would bring us life eternal. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but sent the rich empty away. The Holy Family would keep on traveling, keep on journeying, and would return safely to Israel and head to the quiet town of Galilee, where they would make their home. And there Jesus would grow up in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all the people. He was born to be our example, our pattern for living. And our journey continues as the Methodist Church here in Jersey. For Christians, Christmas is not over. Yes, the Christmas trees, the tinsel, the decorations will all too soon be put away. But please, God, let us not put away our faith, Let us not pack away the joy and the celebrations, the hope, the awe and the wonder, that deepened faith. It goes on. It grows on. So as we go from here, on our journey, take with you the good news of love come down. Take with you the Christ child and the man, the Saviour he becomes. Out of the stable and into the world. Out of your churches and into our parishes. Out of December and into January and the new year. As his Methodist people, we choose to follow Christ. Amen.
Response: when I say Lord of all, can you respond, hear our prayer? Let us pray. Loving Lord, your word tells us that you are with us wherever we go. Today we heard about Mary and Joseph and how they had to make a journey to escape from King Herod. We pray for the many people who will be travelling to visit loved ones or returning from their Christmas break. We pray for travellers everywhere. Lord of all, hear our prayer. Today is Sunday. Your people will be going to church, some struggling through bitter weather. Some will be facing danger and persecution. Some preaching your word, even though they feel exhausted after the last week. Father, we pray that you be with them all. Lord of all, hear our prayer. We pray for those who have had to cancel today's travel arrangements because of sickness or other problems. May they have your help in their difficulties. Help them to know that even though their plans seem to be spoiled, you are still with them. Lord of all, hear our prayer. We pray for those of our congregation and friends and family travelling home over the coming days. Be with them and keep them safe. May they know that we are thinking of them. Lord of all, hear our prayer. Some do not have journeys to face today. Whether we travel or stay at home, may we remember that you are with us and help us to keep us travelling with you. Lord of all, hear our prayer. A brief look at the news shouts out that there are many dark places in our world. Darkness through mindless violence, through frustration and horror, grief and distress, pain and disease. Darkness when the innocent ones suffer. Lord, we pray for all those affected by tyranny, the children who are victims of someone else's war, someone else's prejudice, someone else's cruelty. We grieve over the violence in our world and the suffering of the innocent. And we pray for the meeting taking place today between President Trump and President Zelensky. Father, we pray that there would be an end to this conflict. Lord of all, hear our prayer. Holy One, into these dark places, into those unnamed dark places, into the darkness of fear and loneliness, pour out your radiance, shower down your light, break through with pure brilliance until the darkness is dispelled, and our hearts find peace, and the light of hope can shine forth again, fresh and new, with this new day and with the coming new year. Lord of all, hear our prayer, and we ask all these prayers through your Son and our Saviour, Jesus Christ, as we bring them together with the prayer you gave us, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
We thank you, Ali, for leading us in our time of prayer. We're now going to dedicate our offerings to the Lord. Thank you. But Lord, we do thank you once again for all your wonderful gifts to us. And teach us, we pray, to break open our gifts and, Lord, to share those gifts with others. Lord, bless these gifts and those given directly. And with them, Lord, bless our lives, our churches, as we take a new step with you into 2026. Lord, be our all in all. Be all sufficient for this coming year, we pray. For we ask it through Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom we dedicate these gifts. Amen.
Amen.
We hope that you will join us for a warm or tea in the church hall afterwards, and we do pray God's richest blessing on your new year, wherever you spend it. We join in singing our final carol, See Amid the Winter Snow. Well, for the year before us, oh what rich supplies, for the poor and needy, living streams shall rise, for the sad and sinful, shall his grace abound. For the faint and feeble, perfect strength be found. Onward then, and fear not, children of the day, for his word shall never, never pass away. Go blessed to be a blessing. We say the grace. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.